בבקשה, חבר.
תל אביב 3.
תל אביב 3, we're waiting on you.
שומעים אותך.
כן.
They hear you. Good morning, dear Rav, dear beloved world Kli. We are thanking the Creator. The week before the convention, we received the privilege of being on duty with great friends from Darom 1. And so we want to share with you that we didn't even expect to receive such importance, such examples. We received warmth and love from them, just through the greatness of the friends. Every day we're advancing towards the goal. And we want to thank the Creator for these friends. We want to say a huge L'chaim for the 24 hours a day of holy work that they're doing. And we want, before the lesson, for everyone to enter into one prayer, one intention, with joy together, to bring contentment to the Creator. So my giant friend, Eyal, from the Rome 1, please, continue.
Yes, dear friends, good morning. This is the moment that the Creator has gathered us to this morning lesson in this period before the Day of Atonement, and we have the great Congress coming up, and we're preparing our hearts for that same point. We're studying with our great Rav, guiding us slowly, slowly, one show after the next, how to peel them off our heart. And with God's help, we will be able to come to the convention prepared. And here, this is the opportunity right now. Let's ask this morning lesson, L'chaim, dear friends. And we'll go to the reader.
Rabash
writes, and the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, how can I help you? And he said, "I seek my brethren. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal. And this path is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which each one can help his friend. We're going to read it again. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, how can I help you? And he said, "I seek my brethren. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal. In this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which each one can help his friend.
An active workshop. What do I commit to help my friends with during the lesson? Active workshop. What do I commit to help my friends with during the lesson?
When we mean to help them, it's the only thing I can help them with, which is to ask for them. To ask for them for the help from the Creator, for them to succeed, and to help them connect so that He will live between them, and so that they will be able to bring contentment to the Creator, to be a conduit for them, for their success in adhering to the Creator. That's what I'm asking for them.
Like Shai saying, to continue him is to see the friends that they're united in the circle, equal, connected to the Creator.
And I put my desire on the table and in the connection with you to help you, with my will to come to the house of the Lord.
Just as my friend said, with my desire, with the true avut, the mutual guarantee, incorporating in the lesson together and incorporating with Erav and the Creator. In that way, we will be as one body with one Creator.
In continuation to the meeting we had yesterday in Yaakov, I'm committing to the friends to realize that we're not a collection of individuals, we are a ten.
I will try today to show happiness, to be an example of happiness, and also internally to hold a prayer to be in the friend's desires, that we will be in one desire to give contentment. And go ahead.
ביחד בדרך, הדרך כל כך מיוחדת, ואני מתחייב שמשך שיעור מחובר עם חברים ברצונות,
in the lesson to be connected with the desire to connect.
גבריאל כותב לנו שהוא מתחייב להשתדל.
Gabriel writes that he is going to try to be in request for the success of the friends, to be a pipeline of light, the connection of the friends. And I commit to participate. Results, I don't know. Ascents, descents, but my participation, and as much as possible to try to be beneficial to the ten, no matter what.
I swear not to let go of the Creator, to give all the forces until nothing is left of me, just to ask for the friends like a baby waking up hungry at night, not to ask nicely, to cry and scream and demand until we receive it.
Yes, we're entering the lesson and I'm committed throughout the reading to try and include all the friends inside what the Kabbalists share with us and teach us in their writings.
Ask the Creator just for the connection between us.
I'll add that the time of the lesson is a very special time in order to kind of truly, silently, internally listen to the hearts of the friends, to their deficiency. And I can only help them with that, to always see and notice what they need, what their deficiency is.
By living together in the convention, in the center of it, and to constantly be in a mutual prayer to the Creator that He will be the one doing it, just to ask and demand without stopping.
Yes, we have the time to prepare our deficiency, our desire before the convention that's upcoming.
Rabash writes, we ask the Creator to give us the strength so we can perform all our actions for you, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. That is, if not, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves, for our own benefit, for we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us be able to work for you.
Hence,
you must help us. This is called do for your sake, meaning do this, give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, we are doomed. We will remain in the will to receive for our own sake. We'll read it again. We ask the Creator to give us the strength so we can perform all our actions for you, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. That is, if not, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves, for our own benefit, for we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us be able to work for you. Hence, you must help us. This is called do for your sake, meaning do this, give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, we are doomed. We will remain in the will to receive for our own sake.
Sadna Peila.
Active workshop. Let's ask the Creator together for a desire to bestow contentment to Him. Again, let's ask the Creator for a desire to bestow Him contentment.
Friends, what a privilege we got to ask of the Creator to bestow contentment to Him. We have to be in that feeling during the whole lesson of the privilege He gave us, and in the feeling that we want to give Him something back, the connection between us.
Yes, Creator, it's really harder to say it better than Rabash. We're asking for the forces to be able to do everything for you. We're asking it not as individuals, but as a ten.
It's so much fun to be together in the efforts to connect in order to give you help us perform an act of bestowal.
Chaim,
dear Creator, give all our hearts of each and every friend and take them all together and build one heart. One heart as one man in one heart and in order to bring you contentment.
We're asking for forces of love between all the friends. That will prepare a place for you.
We can feel at this moment that we're all willing to give everything for the goal, so we'll be able to justify him, persist on this path, and bring him contentment.
We want our connection to be so strong that by that the Creator will get contentment. That's what we're asking for.
Tighten the connection between us. Restrict the gaps so that we will truly be able to feel the one heart of one another, and from that feel you.
Help the friends. That's the simplest. Help the friends.
תפילת החברים.
The prayer of the friends.
בורא, מודים לך שאספת.
Creator, we thank you for gathering us together for the morning lesson. And you are giving us the opportunity to turn to you. Hear the prayer of the friends with love.